This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons brings you this hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour, as I do every Wednesday, and especially in the middle of this very closely watched, hugely important tax reform debate. I encourage you to get your calls in right now. The first-time caller thing will apply. So Mike from Pelican Rapids, you're going to be first here, okay? And if you're a first-time caller or a first-time texter, you just tell us your name, where you're from, and where you would like to pick up your MyPillow. All right? That's what we need to know. Bismarck location, Fargo location. All right? Simple as that. Call us at 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550. 258-0550. Text me at 367-2054 or Todd 226-8503. H.A. Thompson & Sons will give you free estimates. They do financing. They're a Link service contractor, which means they provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to buildings and business owners throughout our region. There's a great explanation of that on their website, hatandsons.com. They're maintaining now about 600 buildings, the mechanical heating and cooling systems all throughout the Northern Plains, and that is doing wonders for the bottom line of those businesses. Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well, Scott. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited for Thanksgiving. Where are you guys going? Kindred or Can-Do win this year?
No, we stay in Bismarck for Thanksgiving, and our grandbabies will all come to our house, and that's as close to heaven as it gets on earth.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So darn fun. How is Abel, by the way? How's Abel doing? Is he at double digits yet?
He's 10. Uncle Abel is 10. He is an uncle to three nephews and one niece, and they all love him very much, and they have a lot of fun when they're all together. There's a little sibling rivalry that shows up every now and then between Uncle Abel and his niece, but they have each other's backs most of the time.
Does he embrace this uncle thing? Is he like kind of the big man on campus with this?
He is kind of like the big man on campus with all this when they're all together. There's no question. I mean, the boys just, you know, they just not just follow him around, but they try to, they try to be him. It's really very cute. It's very fun. But, yeah, he embraces it, I think. I don't know that the concept of being an uncle, quite has what it means everything to him as it does to maybe somebody that's a little bit older. But, he embraces it. More importantly, the younger ones embrace it.
That is that's so awesome. I know that he's a famous man, especially in the halls of Congress. I've heard Kevin McCarthy ask you before, the majority leader, hey, how's Abel? Where's Abel? Get Abel here. He's in demand, so maybe he should start charging a little more or something.
Yeah, Kevin and Abel are pretty tight, that's for sure.
Has Abel met President Trump yet?
Let's see. No, he has not. He did meet President Obama, and they got along just very well. In fact, the Obamas couldn't be any sweeter than they were to Abel when he met them. But I don't believe he's met President Trump. He has seen him, and he met Ivanka, but he has not met the president.
So that's got to happen sometime soon.
I would think it will.
He was feet away from President Trump, as you say, met Ivanka, but not the Donald. Speaking of which, the Donald says that he's toying with I guess there are reports that he is toying with campaigning for Roy Moore, which has the Washington Press Corps in a tizzy. What do you think of that?
Well, I think if it has the Washington Press Corps in a tizzy, it's probably going to inspire him to want to do it all the more. That's sort of a bonus to watch their heads explode. But, I don't know. I guess, whenever you're given a binary choice between two candidates, like you are in the campaign or in politics, you have to weigh all of the options and possibilities. I suppose the prospect of a thinner majority in the Senate for Donald Trump is more daunting than Roy Moore's alleged past. So, I think as you've heard me say a couple of times, watching it all play out and watching the campaign, personally, I'd have a hard time voting for Roy Moore at this point. But, come election day and given, again, a binary choice, I guess the president is, he's considering his options.
And he has been tweeting today. I'm sure that will surprise you. But he has been tweeting about something I think we all ought to be keeping front and center. And this, for people that don't think he should tweet and don't like it, I would encourage you to look what he tweeted 3 hours ago. And that was that the U.S. Navy is conducting search and rescue following an aircraft crash. And we're monitoring the situation. Prayers for all involved. Eight personnel have been recovered shortly after that following a C-2A Greyhound crash and transferred to the USS Ronald Reagan for a medical eval. So there's some of that that's good news there. I guess they're still looking for three personnel, and that's why he tweeted that out. But it can be a tool for good, too, can it, Kevin?
Oh, it absolutely can. And frankly, even if people are offended by some of his tweets, that doesn't mean it's not a tool for good. This is his way of communicating directly with the American people. It's what they knew about him when they elected him. It's what they liked about him. It's what a lot of us still like about him. Although I do increasingly run across people who are fully supportive of him. They want Congress to be fully supportive of him, and they oftentimes say, I do wish he'd tweet a little less. So clearly it's not wearing the same on everybody. But to the point, though, to the issue of that very unfortunate naval crash, it's just the latest in way too many of these types of activities. As you know, we lost an Air Force jet, I think was it last week or quite recently, two ships that have had accidents, one that, where many sailors have perished. And all of this is due to mechanical failure, largely because of, budget sequestration and the devastating cuts to our military over the course of the last decade, and we're working our hardest to restore much of that. In the House, we passed a National Defense Authorization Act, as did the Senate finally passed it as well. But we also passed an appropriations bill. In fact, we've passed all 12 of our appropriations bills on time this last year. The Senate has passed zero of them. So they're setting up, of course, for another one of those big omnibus fights, where Senate Democrats and House Democrats will try to get increases in all domestic spending to coincide with the increases in defense spending. But this, we really are in a crisis, Scott, when it comes to defense spending and the cuts. That airplane, the crash, that's an airplane that is in somewhere around 50 years old or more. Those planes were made in the late 1960s, and they are due for being replaced, but every plane costs millions of dollars, and it's really put us at a competitive disadvantage in global warfare. We do not want to ever acquiesce our position as the strongest military in the world.
800-228-0550. Let's get to those phones with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Mike in Pelican Rapids is a first time caller. Thank you for that, Mike, and for that we have a free pillow for you. I understand you're going to pick that up in Fargo, right?
Right.
He could run down to the factory and get it from Pelican Rapids.
He probably could. Go see go see Mike Lindell. Absolutely.
Well, we don't get out that much.
What's on your mind today, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to please get that pillow and thank you.
Of course. That's very nice of you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And any advice, counsel, question for Congressman Cramer here?
No, I'm from Minnesota, so I can't say anything about North Dakota. We got some bad ones over here.
Well, you have some good ones, too. I have a very good relationship with just about all of the Minnesota delegation, including the Democrats. They're some of my best friends in Congress.
Yeah, but I like Colin Peterson, but that's the only one.
he's an exceptional one, that's for sure. I agree.
He's a pro-life Democrat for one, and there aren't many of those. So I give him kudos for that for sure. Which clearly that's why he's there. Honestly, because the western part of Minnesota is more conservative than the rest. So good chat with you, Mike. Appreciate it very much. John in South Dakota. We're global today. John, your question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
First, happy Thanksgiving to you, Congressman Cramer, and
happy Thanksgiving.
Scott, I really appreciate your shows.
Thank you.
I was just curious again about the ELD thing. Have you had any traction, gained any traction on that?
Well,
have you been able to talk to President Trump?
We got a little break this week, so they issued a 90-day delay in implementation for agriculture on the electronic logs, and that was, you know, it was a small step, but at least it was a step in the right direction, and it provides them, it provides the DOT longer to review the many, many, many comments that have come in on the rule. So they granted the ag industry a 90-day waiver. So that's at least something that it's illustrative, or at least demonstrates that they're paying some attention to our putting the pressure on.
Sean, thanks for the call, and I'm glad you called on that topic. It's come up a lot, and I know Kevin's as frustrated as you are on this, and all of us. And fun to see President Trump weigh in on that as vocal as he's been for truckers, too. We'll continue after this. Joan and Mandan is next with a question for Congressman Kramer. More welcome. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm going to take it a couple of days to be with some of our fine listeners next week, and I will not be here. Actually, tomorrow I'll be here live. We're going to do our annual Thanksgiving survey on Thanksgiving. White meat or dark meat? That's the big question, but it's tomorrow. So join us as you're preparing the turkey or driving wherever you're going. We'll be live on the air tomorrow.
Can
Friday.
I vote for him?
No. Steve Hall, it's Easter. Steve Halster will be in, but I'm actually on dad duty tomorrow. My daughter, who's a freshman in high school, is going out shopping with some of her buddies, and I think we're starting at like 4 in the morning against everything I believe in, but I said yes. I'll be doing reports on Friday from just driving around all the various stores and talking about other people that are crazy enough to be out at all those hours. And then next week, a number of guests, host Jeff Simon on Monday, Kelly Armstrong on Tuesday, Ron Ness Wednesday, and Thursday, Gary Emmerich. I'll be live in New York City on Friday, so really looking forward to that. Saw some of previous travelers on New York City trips last night, actually up at Sanford Hospital visiting Gene Veeder. Keep him in your prayers, by the way. Ron and Myra Anderson were there, and Jolyn Pelton, and Brent Sanford, and some of the whole Watford City crew. So it was good fun to see them as well. And, of course, Beth and Gene Veeder joined our trip to New York City. We had a nice contingent of folks from up in Watford City. So all these folks become good friends. It's a lot of fun. And it is wonderful. We appreciate them. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com is a great resource for you, friends. Tell your friends and family about that. If you have anybody that maybe Thanksgiving table, sometimes things come up. Like, we should just keep that oil in the ground. Somebody says, well, keep that oil in the ground. Have them go to EnergyOfNorthDakota.com and learn about the amazing innovations that drive progress for generations, the jobs, the careers, about protecting our land and wildlife for generations while doing American energy production. It can be done. The North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, more of our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Joan Mandan for Congressman Cramer. You're next. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. I just have a question for you. I just wanted to know what you thought of yesterday's press corps briefing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she told the press corps that they had to say something that they were thankful for before they asked a question.
Well, that sounds like a great exercise. I think we all ought to be challenged to do that more often. I suspect it was a very nice and lighthearted moment on the with the press corps.
Did you see it, Joan? I didn't. I heard about it. I didn't see it. Yeah,
I did not see it, but I heard about it. But I think there were some people that were pretty incensed about it. Some of the press corps.
Well, I guess there's some things you just can't fix. Who knows?
I thought it was a good idea, too.
Well, I think it's a great idea. In fact, Scott, we should do that with all the callers from now on. They have to say something they're thankful for. Then they can ask a question. We might all be a little less grumpy, although I have to say the callers on this show aren't generally grumpy, but I don't find that to be a particularly offensive exercise.
But they are in the press corps in Washington, D.C., I'll tell you. Evidently have some habits that are not exactly good. Maybe that's leading to their grumpiness. But I see Glenn Thrush, who is the ultimate Trump hater from the New York Times, just ridiculous swamp dweller, has been suspended now because of his inappropriate behavior in the past with people he works with. So,
you know, one thing I have to say, and Joan, thank you for the question. I think it's neat to talk about this stuff. But, you know, there's quite a gaggle that follows Congress, obviously. And there's Scott, you've been there. You've seen that there's what's called the Speaker's Lobby behind the Speaker's rostrum. That the only people allowed back there are members of Congress and the media. And we all get summoned back there quite regularly. They follow us around. They cover wherever we're in conference or some type of a meeting. They're standing outside the door. You won't kind of walk through a gauntlet. And it involves everybody. And many of them are people you know and see and read and whatnot. I have always found them to be very nice. I've always enjoyed a good relationship with all of them, and it's not like all of them are always, you know, generous to me. Don't get me wrong, but I've never had I've never been treated rudely by any of them. I don't even know that I've ever been misquoted or even out of context by any of them. Some of that is that I enjoy them. I respond to them and I make myself available, and oftentimes they comment about that. But
you don't know how unique you are. That's probably why there's at least a collegial relationship there. Because, I mean, most people in elected office, folks, the minute a reporter calls, it's like, how am I going to answer this? What should I say? What, I better talk to five consultants. Let's not take the call unless we test the answer. I mean, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not Kevin Cramer, as you well know. So
one time I did have someone say, it was one of the national reporters, and I don't remember which one, but they said, you know what, one thing we like about you is you don't read talking points. And I'm like, I just can't. I don't know. It's just, I don't say. I, by the time I get talking points, I generally have an answer.
So, Joan, you didn't intend to do this, but I think what you did is have Congressman Kramer go, yeah, there's some yahoos in Washington and the press corps, but there's also some good folks, and I'm thankful that whether they agree or disagree or, you know, whatever, they quote me accurately and do it right. So
most of them want to get it right. That's been my observation. I do think the White House press corps and their relationship with Donald Trump's a little bit different. But
yeah, Joan, are you a first time caller?
Yes, I am.
Would you like a MyPillow?
I would love one.
Oh yeah, you want one, Joan? If you haven't had one, I have six of them.
Okay, thank you.
That's almost embarrassing to say, but I love them.
So, Joan, here's the deal. We'll put your name on one. It'll be at the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck, but give me a week from Monday, okay? So they'll be there beginning. I got to get a new shipment in. Todd's down on a few, aren't you, Todd? You need a few more. So anytime after Monday, December 4th, pick up your MyPillow at K-Fire, okay?
Hey, well, thank you so much.
You got
thanks,
that one?
Joan.
Nolan, Joan and Mandan, her name's going to go on there. There we go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And Kevin has instituted a new rule. What are you thankful for, Daryl? Daryl and Minot, what are you thankful for?
Hey, my new pillow.
There you go.
Yes, exactly right. Are you a first-time caller, too?
Yeah.
My gosh, this is wonderful. This is like Christmas morning, or even before Thanksgiving. What is your question for Congressman Kramer?
Well,
what are you thankful for? Let's start there.
Well, I'm thankful I'm not a confused liberal that doesn't realize where their products come from, and I protest everything from food, how food is produced, to crude oil, the ship. I'm just thankful that I have a touch of reality, and I'm not trying to stop everything. If y'all want to live in a big city and ride a bicycle everywhere you go and raise your own vegetables, I think that's great. But out in the real world, we need product.
Right, that's a good one. And you did say MyPillow, so I just thought you were joshing. But good, but anyway, you came up with a great one, too. So here's the deal. We have a minute before we have to go to break. So give me your question first, and we'll get Kevin's answer on the other side. What's your question?
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Well, I'd like you to mention at some point where your next coffee with Kramer is going to be. But my question is, if the Republicans do not get tax reform done and they have not been able to get Obamacare repealed, is it a large failure on having control of all the houses? And how can you explain the good things and why people should support in the next election so we can get these things done if it's a fail in the Senate?
All right, great question. And I'm not going to have you start answering because the music's going to start in one, two. Yeah, they've already started. But Daryl's question is one I hear a lot, and you've addressed it before, but it keeps coming up. So it's obviously still a frustration for people, so we'll give you a chance to answer that when we come back. Daryl, hang on for the answer. And more coming up on What's On Your Mind after this short time out.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors $1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We don't usually have a price of entry on What's on Your Mind on Talk Radio Town Halls with Congressman Kramer, but today he's instituted one. Just tell us real quick what you're thankful for, then ask your question. Then we can just remember all those wonderful things we are thankful for. And there are so darn many. I'm thankful for our listeners and our callers. And the good folks at Delta help us every single day say thank you to our callers. You know, because without them, we don't exist. We talk to ourselves. That's boring. That's not fun. And we love you. We love our listeners. We love our callers. I suggest anybody in the oil industry call Delta first. If they have any kind of need on the well site, turnkey well site solutions, deltaconstructors.net, or call them at 406-250-8151. Bob and Westhope called us yesterday. I'm happy for and thankful for Bob and Westhope.
When they start talking about football or politics, here, have some more mashed potatoes and gravy, anything, turkey, ham, whatever, you know, and they get their mouth full and they can't talk.
Bob's suggestion for anybody that's talking, inappropriately at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Yeah. So there you go. Thanks, Bob. DeltaConstructors.net. Give Eric a call today. All right. Let's see who's next. Stephen Bismarck.
Well, no, we have a question to answer.
Oh, we do. Yeah, sorry. Thank you. Good thing you remember this. Why don't you take over the show? I'll go have my turkey. So Daryl Beck and mine out here had a very good question. And the question basically is one I've heard over and over and over again, and that is, if this tax reform deal isn't done, if there isn't a fix for Obamacare, then how in the world are you ever going to convince people any other idea actually works?
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you something, Scott, now that I have not said publicly yet about my conversation with the president recently. But I told him, we were talking about a possible Senate run, and he was being quite encouraging. And I said to him, you know, I don't want to make any decision until after this tax reform debate is done. I don't want, you know, politics to, you know, a campaign to be imposed on this already very, you know, challenging discussion. And right away he said, you know, that's a good idea, because if tax reform doesn't pass, we're probably all going to retire. So he clearly, and he was saying it somewhat in jest, but he was also illustrating how very important tax policy is, and these tax cuts are, in terms of fulfilling our promise to the American people as a party, especially in light of the failure on Obamacare. Now, that said, the nice thing, Daryl, is that if we do it right, and if we keep the best components of the House bill and add the best components of the Senate bill, because there are some good things in both bills and there are some concerning things in both bills. If we bring them together and reconcile a really good package, we'll also repeal the individual mandate, and we can fulfill both promises, or at least a good chunk of both promises, by providing tax cuts to the middle class, a more competitive tax code for our corporate citizens and businesses that create jobs, and at the same time repeal the most egregious part of Obamacare, and that, of course, would be the individual mandate. So if we can, if the Senate can pass it with that in it and it gets to a conference committee, I'm pretty sure we can do that. So that's the good news. I think the other part of your question was, what, but if we don't do it, then what? But, you know, how do we tell people all the other good things that are going on? And there are a lot, and there have been a lot of them, especially on the regulatory side. I mean, we're not enjoying this rapid economic recovery by accident. And a lot of this has to do with the attitude in the White House and the regulations that we've been able to roll back legislatively along with the president, as well as those that he's rolled back on his own. So you're seeing consumer confidence up and investor confidence up and job creation confidence way up, but it also highlights how much more we can do if we can also repeal, or if we can also reform our tax code. So we'll tell the story, but Daryl, it's going to be much, much more difficult if we don't get this big tax cut done.
Daryl, thanks for the call. Does that answer your question?
Yes, then after we get that tax form done, let's get on that immigration policy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Daryl, if you line this up with Manny, you are a first-time caller and did follow all the requirements here, telling us your name and adding something a little thankful in there. Pick up that pillow after December 4th, K-Fire Bismarck, East Rosser. Okay?
You know, on the immigration side, Daryl brought up, I'm glad he did, because, you know, in the House, we have passed Kate's Law, we've passed some other sanctuary city law, we've passed some pretty strong immigration laws, especially anti-illegal immigration laws that the Senate so far has been, I don't know what they've been doing, sitting on, I guess.
How many bills have the House passed that the Senate has not taken up?
You know, I don't know the number right up to date, but I know that at the end of the third quarter, we had passed 337 in the House, and 286 of them were stuck in the Senate. That number's only increased since October 1st. So,
well, and allow me 90 seconds here, folks.
Sure. It's your show, you know.
Well, no, it's the listener's show, but I do think a lot of the listeners have this question.
No, it's just your show.
Given what you have just described as a problem with the Senate, why wouldn't you take Donald Trump's advice and run?
Well, because the House isn't unimportant either. I mean, on the one hand, yes, the House has been very productive and the Senate is not. And, there's no question I feel some sense of call to that and some sense of, I don't want to say obligation because I don't think of it that way, but it's not like, North Dakota only has one member of the House of Representatives. And when I'm in my third term, I'm on the most powerful committee in the United States Congress, either the House or the Senate. I'm on the steering committee. I've got, some status that takes a long time to earn if you're a new member, and I feel like I've gotten there pretty quickly. So it's not like it's insignificant to give up the House seat either. So both are important to North Dakota, and I'm going to do what I think is going to be best for the people of North Dakota, and weighing all of both the risks and the rewards for the citizens of North Dakota.
Now, I know there are people that don't want you to run, and I guess they don't want you to run because they see you, everything you described, good relationship with the president, on a powerful committee, the only House seat we have. And obviously they would probably say, well, there's risk to run for the Senate, right? Because anytime you run
sure.
It happened to Rick Berg. He ran for the Senate. He lost, right? So is it the risk that would hold you back that say, well, I could potentially not even be in Congress and I can't help North Dakota without a position? I mean, because I think so many people say, look, it's very obvious from the poll ratings that you would win.
But,
it's easy to say that in November of 2017 when the race was in November 2018. I mean, is the risk a factor as well, or is it more just liking what you're doing?
Well, the risk is a minor factor for me, to be honest. I'm not worried about what would happen to me personally after all of this. The bigger issue really is whoever would replace me if I was to run for the Senate would obviously start out as a freshman just like I would in the Senate. But in the Senate is built so obviously so differently. Every senator is 1% of the United States Senate. Every House member is, 1/6 of that. So it's much, much much, much different. A freshman senator has immediate influence, especially when you look at the fact that one senator can hold up things like, an appointment to the Supreme Court or to any other court or any other appointment cabinet or sub-cabinet position. So senators just have... have a lot more power by our Constitution. So for a House member to give up their seniority and their status and their influence, you know, to go for the Senate, makes some sense in most cases. But again, when you're the only member of the House, that's really what I weigh, Scott. It's really more a matter of where can I serve the people of North Dakota the best. The risk to me personally is not that big a deal, but it's not without some consideration either, because it's a risk for the party and for our state.
What did you tell the president about when you'll decide?
I told him I'm not going to do anything till after the tax bill. And I think I've said that much publicly before, but, politics starts too early. Campaigns start too early. I will tell you a funny thing. I did an interview this morning before I got here with the Associated Press on the phone while I was driving, actually. And he brought up the question. Some people are saying that you're concerned because you wouldn't be vested in the congressional retirement plan. I'm saying, well, first of all, I am vested, and second of all, I have to admit that one's never crossed my mind. So somebody started that rumor, I suppose. I don't know, for whatever reason, but.
I took a little more time than I said I would, but I know the questions everybody's asking, and certainly praying you make the right decision for you and Chris and your family.
I covet those prayers, of everybody's prayers and their encouragement, either way.
Steve Bismarck, go ahead for Congressman Kramer. Steve, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I got two questions. One for Congressman Kramer. Why not skip the Senate and just go for the presidency? How come you're not on Saturday?
How come I'm not on Saturday? What, do you want me to have a life, for crying out loud? That's the one day I do my chores around the house.
Okay, Steve. First of all, I don't know why anybody would want to be president of the United States. I'm grateful that there are people willing to, to sacrifice as much as they end up sacrificing for the job. Secondly, I want to answer for Scott because... I know Maria. I love Maria. In fact, Maria gave me, I got this beautiful new necktie from her recently, and I failed in saying thank you to her, but it's just gorgeous. I love it. She's got great taste for neckties, in case anybody doesn't know. But Scott has this tendency to work harder than he should anyway. And he has all the right priorities. He's the best multitasker in the world. I've never seen anybody whose brain works as fast and as hard as his, and I'm not sure he sleeps as it is. He's a little like Donald Trump in that way. So we don't want Scott to work on Saturday, Steve. As much as we'd love to hear from him, we need him to set his priorities on the weekend.
He might start sending inappropriate tweets or something like that. It would not be good.
He just sends texts.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. So,
well,
Steve,
I work a lot of Saturdays, and I get a little what's on your mind withdrawals.
Maybe we should do what you should do is put together a best of what's on your mind for the week and do a 1 hour best.
That'd be kind of fun. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
That'd be awesome.
We'll put Todd the radio god on that idea,
there you
Steve,
go,
for
Todd,
sure.
Yeah. Todd's going, why do I put this guy on?
He owns all the real estate. He can decide where we're going to go. So, Steve, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's your last? Tell Manny what your last name is off the air, if you would. Hang on, and we'll post a note with a pillow for you. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank
you as well.
Yes.
And we're waiting for a new shipment of Bismarck. So after December 4th, is what I've been telling people in Bismarck, just to be safe. Ed in Belfield for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for your office sending a letter to my son for achieving his eagle.
Oh, I love those. So I send those. I send him a patch. Did he get my patch?
Yes, he did. And he is very proud of him. And he got it.
Well, congratulate him again for me.
I'll do that. And another thing I wanted to say is you got my vote if you're on for the Senate.
Thank you.
That's nice of you, Ed. And appreciate you sharing a little gratitude today in our pre-Thanksgiving edition, and wish your son the best. Great character building in that Scouts, that's for sure. More coming up.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Lynch Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I love this. It's Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has a light new Buick LaCrosse, 2016 Buick LaCrosse, dark chocolate, only 8,000 miles on this. You can use the flex fuel in it, E85. It's got a 3.6 liter V6 in it, Bose CenterPoint Surround Premium 11 speaker system. Get a load of the price of this baby. Folks, again, it's a 2016 Slugno. It's only got 8,000 miles on it. Yesterday, it was priced at $25,995. That's what it'll be at tomorrow. Today, if you tell them you're listening to this program, you buy it for $24,394. Buick LaCrosse, 8,000 miles, $24,000. Buy it for the Bose sound system, for crying out loud. It's always worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint condition used vehicles. 721 West Main in Valley City. Of course, they're in Bismarck, too. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we continue. I need to do a couple of things. I have a Facebook question from a listener that I promised we would get in. We've also gotten some other questions about that, and also a caller that called about personal exemptions and saying basically the stuff's a wash that I know you've answered before, but we promised we'd give you that question because these are coming up a lot. So I'm going to do these two, and then we'll get back to the calls, and we'll just ask everybody to be quick. Phil is writing about the change to the tax code, which eliminates the exemption for tuition to graduate school students, okay? And the impact, he says, is going to be different across the country. But basically, he's saying grad students usually aren't under the sheltered wings of mom and dad anymore, and by exempting it and not counting it as income, the deductible nature of the business expense is avoided. And so he's basically saying grad students get something right now they should continue to do in the new tax plan. It's not in the Senate plan. It is in the House plan. Why?
So on the House plan, remember, I always like to premise these with we have to apply our bill to Senate rules. The Senate can then apply, you know, they can sort of change their own rules, but we can't. We have to send it over with exactly the right numbers, so every penny counts. Now, that said, I would argue to some degree with the notion that, you know, say you're going to grad school or you're getting your PhD, that if you're getting tuition free from an institution, that's not income. But I'd also argue that, remember, we're trading 74,000 pages of, you know, special interest carve-outs with a bill that's less than 500 pages long. That's why we doubled the standard deduction from $6,000 to $12,000, or $12,000 to $24,000 for married couples filing jointly. It's why we increased the family credit or established a new family credit by increasing the child tax credit to $1,600 and additional, like I said, child tax or family tax credits. We also streamlined the higher education benefits to a smaller number, and you can apply, you know, multiple things. That includes things like, you know, saving for education, saving for college, all of those types of things, into us just simplifying everything. So at the end of the day, it is very likely that people are making the argument on this higher education or advanced degree deduction. Those people aren't likely to pay taxes anyway under our plan because of the lower rates and the doubling of the deductions.
But the bottom line here is simplification. And I don't need to necessarily read this that the House thinks, let's jam it to grad students and have people run around saying, oh, it's going to be terrible, it's horrible, it's awful because they want to jam it to us. No, you want to simplify the tax code and give it to them another way, right?
And we want everybody to get a break. See, that's the thing. What we don't want to do is that those 74,000 pages, they're full of things where if you do this, we'll give you a break. If you do that, we'll give you a break. If the government agrees with this decision that you've made, we're going to give you a tax deduction. We're saying no. You know, we're going to give a tax deduction to everybody because the vast majority of people aren't affected by those 74,000 pages because they don't have a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. So, you know, 80% of North Dakotans file the standard deduction.
Let's go to the next one. Roll that, Nolan.
I hear a lot about how they're going to be doubling the standard deduction, but I don't hear a lot of talk about how they're eliminating the personal exemption. So really, I don't think they are doubling the standard deduction because they're eliminating the personal exemption. So my question, I guess, is does anybody know why they're eliminating the personal exemption? Because to me, that hurts families with, you know, 3-4 kids are going to miss out on $4,400-something for an exemption for each child that they have.
30-second answer, please.
So same as the last answer. So we double the standard deduction. Yes, we do eliminate the personal exemption. But remember, again, it's simplification. So doubling the standard deduction to $24,000 for a married couple. But then the new family credit is much more generous than the existing one. So the family with, say, 4 kids, I think in his example, they get $1,600 credit back for each one of those kids. So rather than the personal exemption, which is roughly a $4,000 deduction, you just get a $1,600 credit, as well as the dependent care tax credit. We preserve the earned income tax credit. We streamline higher education benefits. So there's just lots of pro-family, pro-children benefits here. But it's, again, in a much, much simpler format.
All right. We have to do this really, like, we have literally seconds for each of you. So give me one or two words. Kenny, what are you thankful for? Kenny and Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kenny Schumacher.
What are you most thankful for, Kenny, for this Thanksgiving? Number one on that list, what would it be?
God.
Good
Amen.
For you. Good for
I'm
you.
With you, Kenny. Thank you.
I'm with you, Kenny, too. And Kenny took Jeff, Ann, Josh, and Amos. Either call back next Wednesday or join us tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Kevin, God bless you and the whole family. Take care.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.